弟兄姐妹们平安，我们实在感谢神的恩典怜悯，我们又能在这个主日聚集在一起，我们同心合意来敬拜他。
Thank Lord that with His glory and mercy we can come together to present to be worshiping Him.
我们来分享神的话语之前，我们求来求神主来祝福。
Before we share God's words, let's have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前，我们来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and to give you thanks.
主，感谢你在创始之前，你就把你儿女的名字写在生命册上。
We thank you before even the creation of the world. You have put our names into the book of life.
你也在你预定的时间，主，你把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
When the time comes, you actually redeemed us.
主，你不但赐给我们救恩，主，你也真的赐给我们做儿女的名分。
Not only you give us salvation, but also you give us the adoption of sonship.
我们不但可以靠着你的恩典度我们在世上的日子，我们可以也可以靠着你的恩典来盼望我们那永远的主，你在永恒中给我们预备的荣耀。
Not only by this grace we can live by your word, but also we have the hope for eternal.
天父，就求主你透过我们今天主你的话语，主啊，你让我们能更多的认识你，更多的知道主我们救恩的宝贵。
天父Heavenly Father, we pray that your word will lead us for today's message.
主啊，你就让我们能够真的知道我们的盼望那是在主你的那里。
So that we know that our hope is in you.
主啊，你就圣灵在我们中间用行，主啊，让我们能够更好的能够明白主你的话语。
We pray that Holy Spirit will be with us today so that we know we understand your word.
主也让我们能够领受你的话语。
And we can receive your word.
更重要的是让我们能够在我们生命中能够活出主你的话语，你在我们生命中让我们当有的主啊，我们的生命形象。
And more importantly, we can live by word so that we live a life worthy of your call.
我们感谢我们的神，我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank the Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上周主日的信息主题是我们是神的儿女。
Our message in last week is we are children of God.
其实这对于每一个真正蒙恩得救的信徒来说是一个极大的荣幸，也是极大的喜乐。
This is a great joy for each of us who believe God truly.
因为我们借着信靠耶稣基督，我们不但可以在神面前称义，我们还可以和耶稣基督同作神的后嗣。
By believing in Jesus Christ, not only we can be justified, and also we can be the heirs of God with Jesus Christ.
这就意味着我们跟随耶稣基督的一生，不但不会被定罪，反而会和耶稣基督一同作为神的儿女，一起承受万有。
That means when we follow Jesus in our life, we will not be condemned. But we will be with Jesus Christ to be the children of God and the heir of all things.
我们所信的神既是慈爱怜悯的，也是圣洁公义的。
The God we believe is not a love and not only a love and mercy, but it's also righteous and holy.
所以呢，他怎样爱他的独生子，他也会一样爱我们这些被他拯救收纳的儿女。
So the way he loved his only begotten son, he is also loving us, who are adopted like us.
他的亲生儿子耶稣基督在地上受尽了苦楚。
His only son, Jesus Christ, has suffered on the earth.
所以呢，我们这些被神收纳的儿女，我们也就不应该躺平，等待主接我们上天堂。
So, as his son, As adopted children, we should not just waiting for him to pick up us in heaven.
而要和耶稣基督一同受苦。
Actually, we should bear in the same suffering as Christ.
这样呢，当耶稣基督再来，再次降临审判这个世界的时候，我们也会和他一同得荣耀。
So that when Jesus Christ come and again to judge this world, we'll be receiving the glory with him.
所以呢，基督徒活在这个有限的时空世界，受苦是必然的，但却是暂时的。
Therefore, the Christians living in this limited world, suffering is inevitable, but also is temporary.
然而对比将来，我们要在永恒的新天新地和主一起享受永远的荣耀，我们该有一种什么样的心态来面对我们在地上劳苦的一生呢？
To compare with the eternal new heaven and new earth and enjoy the eternal glory with God, what kind of attitude should we have for the earthly suffering? Paul here gave us very good examples.
那么保罗在这里给了我们一个很好的榜样。
That's the example that Paul will give us.
那么这保罗在这儿说，我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足见意了。
Verse 18, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
那么保罗这里是把神的子民将来要得的荣耀，与我们现今所受的苦楚做对比。
Paul compares the glory that the God's people will receive to the with the suffering we have today.
让我们知道呢，我们将来的荣耀远胜过现在在世所受的苦楚。
And let us know that the future glory is far more than what the suffering we have in present time.
那么这里的不足介意呢，在希腊语中的意思是不能取使，也不能引动。
The word not worth comparing in Greek means it cannot drive, it cannot cause.
它是比喻呢，天平一边是一个很重的东西，如果另一边只放一个很轻的东西，不足以使这个天平摆动起来。
That means in a scale, it's like a scale. One side you put a heavens.Heaven thing, the other one you put a very light, and it doesn't make the scales weigh.
那么将来的荣耀在天平的另一边，现在的苦楚在天平的那一边。
So the future glory is on one side of the scale, and the suffering we have present time is at the other side of the scale.
那么他说，我们将来要得的荣耀呢，是如此之重。相比之下呢，我们现今的苦楚如果放到天平的另一边，不会引起任何的动静。
He actually is saying that the glory we receiving will be so heavy, and compared with it, the suffering if we put the other side of the scale, it will actually cost nothing.
其实呢，保罗在哥林多前后书四章十六到十七节也做过这样的一个对比。
Actually, when Paul mentioned about his suffering and hardship because of Jesus Christ in the Second Corinthians chapter 4:16-17.
那么保罗在这里呢，就是根据他自己所经历的神，也看到他在神给他的显现的这些异象，那么让他真的是知道将来的盼望和现在的苦楚是一个什么样的对比。
So he knows because what he suffered in Christ, and he also compared the future glory.
他说，所以我们不丧胆，虽然外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自斩自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比、永远的荣耀。
So Paul says, so we do not lose heart, Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light's momentarily affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison.
那么保罗其实这两处经文都是在对比我们现今的苦楚和我们将来的荣耀。
All these two passages are comparing today's suffering and the future glory.
那么现在的苦楚，他说是自斩自轻的，而将来的荣耀是极重无比的。
The suffering we have is temporary and light, and the future glory is extremely heavy.
那么保罗既然这样的对比，就是说 不是只是他作为使徒，每一位神的儿女，我们将来的荣耀和现在的苦楚对比都是这样。
Exactly the same whether for Apostle Paul or for any brother and sister today.
那么首先呢，是受苦的程度和荣耀程度来对比。
First, the comparison is against the degree of and the severity.
我们说实在的，我们受苦的感觉呢，有时是很沉重，会使人觉得不堪负重。
It's truly sometimes our suffering is very heavy and sometimes overwhelmed.
但是保罗说呢，我们受苦的程度比起将来的荣耀乃是自轻的，而荣耀是极重的。
But when we compare with the future glory,The degree of suffering is light, and the glory is heavy.
第二个是时间长短的对比。
The second point is a comparison of the endurance.
保罗这里将现在的苦楚和将来的显明的荣耀做对比。
Paul compares the current suffering and the future glory.
前者呢是属于现今的世代，后者则是指着将来那不变的永恒的荣耀。
The former belongs to today's time, and the later refers to the eternal glory.
也就是说，现在的苦楚是自斩的，称荣耀它是为永远的。
That means the present time is short, and the eternal is forever.
我们可能很少去思想永恒的事情。
We may seldomly think about the eternal thing.
所以呢，保罗在这里面就好像是劝勉我们，让我们好好想一想，把两者放在天平上乘一乘。
So Paul is actually reminding us, we just put the two into a scale.
你会发现呢，我们现今的苦楚根本不能和将来的荣耀相提并论。
You will find that today's suffering is no comparison with the future glory we receive.
那么这是保罗经过思考和认真的思想和他的经历而得出的结论。
This is the conclusion that Paul gets when he considers a careful, when he'scarefully consideration.
也就是我们在今生所面对的一切的苦难，不管多么的痛苦难忍。
That means today's suffering, no matter how difficult, how hard,
都无法和将来的荣耀相比。
It will not be worth to compare the future glory.
我们眼前的世代是暂时的，必有过去的一天。
Today's present time is short, is temporary, and will be passed one day.
将来的世界才是永远的，也是我们的终极盼望。
And the world in future is eternal, and that's what we hope for.
那么接下来呢，保罗就从两个方面给我们展示了将来荣耀的盼望。
Next, Paul gave us two kind of hopes in two areas.
那么一个是受造之物的盼望，而一个是神的儿女的盼望。
One is the hope of the creation, and then the other is hope of God's children.
我们先来看受造之物的盼望。
First, we'll see the hope of the creation.
这在第十九节到二十二节。
That's from verse 19 through 22.
十九节他说受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
Verse 19, it says, okay, excuse me, I need to look at it. Verse 19, the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the signs of God.
那么这里所讲的受造之物应该理解为整个自然界，包括一切有气息和无气息的受造物。
The creation mentioned here should be referred to the whole universe. It contains, all the things with or without grace.
所以呢，这里保罗其实是把自然界呢拟人化了。
So actually, Paul personifies the whole, the natural world.
但是呢，它并不是说无生命的东西也可以有感觉，可以回应我们。
But that doesn't mean that the thing without breath it can be feeling, can respond to us.
它的意思是，其实呢，就是大自然界它也还未达到呢神定义要它成为的那个样子。
What he actually means is the nature has not become.has become the status that God intended to be.
他们也都在等候真正得到完全的那一天。
It is waiting for its complete, completion.
那么每个人呢，在这个世界生活的时候呢，表面上看去其实没有太大的差别。
For each of us in the world, life doesn't really look different.
但是呢，当主耶稣再来的时候，就会看到每个人的真实情形。
When Jesus Christ come again, you will see the true situation of each.
神的儿女和没有重生得救的人，一下子就会显明在所有的受造物面前。
God's children and those who never were saved, will be revealed to the, in front of the creation.
那么接下来他在第二十到二十一节他说因为受造之物浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因那叫他如此的但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Verse 20 through 21, for the creation was subject to fertility, not willing,But because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
那么这里这有个虚空这个字，这个虚空的意思呢，就是它的本意就是不能达到本该有的目的或目标。
The word fertility means, you will not, reach to its, intention and purpose.
那我们其实在传道书里面我们经常听过一句话就说虚空的虚空一切都是虚空。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, we heard that meaningless, everything is meaningless.
那么其实它的意思也就是所有的我们看到的受造之物都跟神当初创造它的时候的功用都不一样了。
It means all the creationsWhen it has never reached the status that God intended to be.
那么这原因呢，都是因着人的罪，神咒诅了所有受造之物。
This is because the human sin, curse was brought up against all the things, creations.
所以呢，他们就不得不浮在虚空之下，而不能达到神起初创造他们时候的功用。
So they are subject to futility. They cannot reach to the function as they were created.
比如说，那么我们说，比方土地，哎，因着人的罪，它被咒诅。本来种上庄稼是可以有好收成。
For example, the earth, is cursed because of the human sin. It's supposed originally you can gain, expected to have a good harvest.
但是呢，结果是因为杂草或者害虫而达不到该有的产量和质量。
But because the weeds and the pests, and you cannot get productive or good quality.
那么再说是需要，而且并且只需要还得靠化肥跟杀虫剂来帮助。
And we can only rely on chemical fertilizers or pesticides.
那我们其实也经历过比方各种的水果，那么本该是果树结出这个美味可口的果子来，但是现在因为各种的病菌和害虫都需要农业来防治。
Likewise, the fruit tree is supposed to bear fruits, which is tasty, but because of the various of germs and the pests, and we need the pesticide to control.
那动植物我们也看到有各种的畸形和疾病。
And we can see the deformations and disease in the animals and the plants.
而动物和动物之间，动物和人之间本来是可以和谐共同生活的。
Among the animals and the human, between human and animals, they're supposed to live in harmony.
而现在却互相残杀，这些都是因为人的罪，世界受了咒诅。
And because of man's sin, the world is cursed. These things are killing each other.
所以呢，都变得败坏、悖逆，处在败坏的辖制之下。
That means they become corrupt and rebellious under the power of corruption.
那么受造之物呢，不能达到神当初造他们时候的功用，其实不是他们愿意的。
When the creation cannot reach to the status when they were supposed to have, it's not their willing.
其实他们其实就像成为了一个罪的工具。
They actually are the victim of the sin.
不得不服在这种败坏的辖制之下。
And they are subject to this corruption.
所以这就叫这就叫他叫他们浮在虚空之下。
That's what is called subject to futility.
那么这不是因为他们自己所犯的罪的缘故，而是因着人的罪导致的结果。
Not because it sins itself, but because man sinned.
那么这就是这里面这句话说，乃是因那叫他如此的。
This is why it's called, but because of him who subjected.
所以呢，就他们这样子的这种的不正常的这种的生长，不像当初造他们的样子，都是因为我们人的罪导致他们这样子。
So all this corruption behavior of the earth creations are from the human sin.
那么受造之物在神当初创造他们时候呢，本来是被交给人来管理。
The creation was given to man to manage.
但是呢，当人犯罪之后呢，就让这些受造之物呢，就伏在了败坏的奴役之下。
When people sin, and this creation are also subject to corruption.
也就是伏在这个虚空之中。
And they are subject to futility.
那么辖制就是奴役的意思。
The word subject means enslave.
而败坏呢，就是罪的结果。
And corruption means the result of sin.
如果没有罪，这个世界上，那么一切事物就是会按照当初神造他们的功用，永远的存在下去。
If without sin, the creation it was good, and they will continue to function for as when they created forever.
而有了罪以后呢，才有了败坏和死亡。
When there is sin, there is corruption and there is death.
所以呢，败坏的辖制其实就是罪的辖制。
So subject to corruption, that means subject to sin.
受造物在不情愿的情形下，伏在罪的权势之下。
The creation is subject to sin when they are not willing.
所以保罗在此处的意思是说呢，虽然大自然并不愿意受到罪的辖制，但他们也无能为力。
What Paul says here, although nature, don't want to be, are not willing to be subject, but it has can do nothing.
所以呢，受造物是也需要神来拯救他们。
So even the creation needs God's salvation.
这样呢，他们才能回到当初神造他们那样的样式。
So that it can return to the, to its original when what they were created.
所以呢，包括人类在内的自然界之所以成为现在这样的衰败，根本原因就是魔鬼诱惑人犯罪的结果。
So the world's corruption, including human, it's because Satan's temptation lead to sin.
魔鬼在伊甸园里所做的，就是要企图拦阻人来亲近神，来爱神。
What Satan did in the Garden of Eden is to prevent humans to know God and love God.
魔鬼呢，以为只要使人背逆神，他就破坏了神的计划。
Satan thinks that only, I mean, if he made people to be rebellious, he can destruct God's plan.
所以呢，当他诱惑亚当夏娃犯罪堕落之后，魔鬼以为他的诡计就得逞了。
Therefore, when he tempted Adam and Eve to fall, he saw that his scheme was successful.
但是呢，全知全的神其实早有计划。
However, the all not powerful, all knowledge, God has his own plan.
他应许将来对人类的拯救和对魔鬼撒旦的审判。
He has promised the future salvation for humans and also the future judgment for the devil Satan.
所以他这样的宣判呢，这样的应许呢，就在创世纪三章十五节，他说：“我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。”女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚。
The judgment that God proclaimed is actually in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
那么这里其实神就在应许，说是耶稣基督将来有一天要来。拯救所有相信他的人。
That is saying, Jesus will come to save all the people who believe in him.
但还不但如此呢，这个应许也包括神要在基督里打败撒旦，终止撒旦破坏的工作。
And more than that, the promise includes God will defeat Satan through Jesus.To end Satan's destructive work.
使这个世界能够恢复到最美好和谐的那种的状态。
And the world will restore its most beautiful harmony step.
那么就像以赛亚书十一章六到九节所说的这样子。
Just like what Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6 through 9 says.
我们可以看一下这幅画面是何等的美好。它是豺狼必与绵羊同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口。断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的别处，这一切都不伤人，都不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海一般。
Isaiah describes a beautiful picture in these verses. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat.And the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covers the sea.
对呢，这样一幅景象，其实就是所有受造物，我们人也是一样，都是我们终极要盼望。
And this picture shows our final hope for both human and the nature.
所以呢，但是这个保罗呢，在22节他又给我们说我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
And verse 22 says, For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
所以保罗意思是告诉我们呢，我们是都在盼望这一天，但是到今天呢，还没有实现。
Paul says, Yes, we are hoping for this, but it has not been realized yet.
所以这句话呢，其实也是一个拟人的说法。
And this is also a personification.
那么这里面呢，他说劳苦，所以这个劳苦这个词呢，是与这个母亲生产时的阵痛其实同一个字。
And they use the word labor, and it's the same pain of a childbirth of a woman.
那么受造之物的现状，它不是终极的状况。
The current status of the creation is not in its final status.
而是像母亲生孩子前的阵痛和呻吟中等候孩子的出生一样。
And it's a waiting of a childbirth in her labor.
那么受造物也是这样无声无息的，就是这样无声无息的等待。
The creation is waiting silently.
但这种阵痛它并非永无止境，它只是暂时的。
But this pain is not ever lasting, it's just temporary.
那么这种痛苦呢，也不是毫无盼望的，而是充满了喜乐和期待。
The pain is not hopeful, it's not with hope, but it's a hope with great joy.
因为呢，在正常的情况下，那么母亲阵痛到达到顶点的时候，就是孩子出生的时候了。
Because under normal situation, when the pain reaches its peak, the child is born.
所以呢，一切受造之物所受的苦，乃是生产之苦。
So the suffering of all creation is actually the suffering of labor.
就像是其实在等待一个新世代的来临。
It's waiting for the coming of a new era.
所以呢，他们的绝望，他们的叹息不是绝望的叹息，而是带着盼望的叹息。
Their groaning is not in despair, but also it's a sign with hope.
所以他们也是带着耐心等候那终究的结局。
So it's hoping.For the final status, patiently.
那么这是受造物他们的盼望。我们再来看神的儿女，我们的盼望在哪里
？So that was hope of the creation. Now we will look at the hope of the children for God.
那么这是23-25节。
And this is in verse 23-25.
我们先看23节，他说：“不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息。”等候得着儿女的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Verse 23, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
那么这里面有个圣灵初结的果子。其实就是指我们重生得救以后，我们生命的改变。
It says the first fruit of the Spirit. This actually means the change of our life after our regeneration.
如果我们自己看到我们生命过去的样子是什么，又看到我们现在信主之后是一个什么样子，我们就会有一种信心来盼望将来。
If we look at what we were in the past, and also we compare what we have changed, then we see the hope.
所以呢，我们看到圣灵在我们自己生命中所结的果子，也就是加拉太书5:22-23所讲的生命特质，这些越来越多的体现在我们的生命中。
So when we see the fruit, the first fruit, the of the spirit, that means the characters, of the fruit, described in Galatians chapter 5, and it become more and more manifested in our life.
所以就是这里面说的仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
我们一生的成圣的过程，这就是会这些特质会在我们生命中越来越多来彰显。
So when we grow, all these characteristics will be manifested in our lives.
所以呢，因为我们有了这些，因为顺服圣灵引导所结的果子，我们也相信，当主再来的时候，我们也就会和他相像。
Because we have the fruit led by obeying the leader.The guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we believe when Jesus comes and we'll be like him.
因为这些里面讲到的这些果子的特色都在耶稣基督的身上完全的彰显。
Because all the characters in the fruit is all like Jesus Christ.
那么这也正是神在腓立比书3:20-21给我们的应许。
This is exactly the hope that God gave us in the book of Philippians, chapter 3:20-21.
他说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
But our citizenship is in heaven.And from it, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
所以呢，我们将来属灵的生命会到那天呢，会跟耶稣基督相像。那我们的身体，属耶稣基督也会赐给我们和他相像的身体。
So our spiritual life will be like what Jesus, and same thing for our body.
那么叹息在这个里面呢，表明一种非常恳切和挥之不去的一种心愿。
The groaning signifies a very earnest and lingering desire.
心里会因着迟疑而痛苦煎熬。
It says the heart is tormented by the delay.
但是呢，我们要知道呢，这不是临终前的痛苦，而是像妇人临生产时的那种阵痛。
But this is not a dying pain; it's a childbirth pain.
这叹息是为了自己仍然会犯罪，并且仍需要对付自己的罪而悲伤。
And the groaning is over the fact.That we still sin and we still need to be sorrow against our sins.
其实也可以说是就是在懊悔中乃对神的全然的信靠。
It's actually a believing God while we sin.
那这里面呢，说得着儿子的名分，其实这是保罗呢向我们保证我们将来得荣耀的这个盼望。
The adoption as sons is actually the hope that Paul ensures us when we receive the future glory.
那么这里的名分呢，与我们第十五节里面看到那个儿子的心是同一个字。
The same word adoption of sons is used in both verse 15 and verse 23.
所以呢，我们在十五节那里，我们被蒙生救赎的时候，那个得救的时刻呢，我们儿子的名分已经就存在了。
So the sonship, when while we were saved, is already exist.
所以呢，当我们被拯救时，我们就脱离了魔鬼撒旦的奴役。
So when we were saved, we actually was released from the enslavery from Satan.
我们说我们过去是属魔鬼的。
We said we belonged to Satan.
我们是罪的奴仆。
We was a slave of sin.
但是呢，我们蒙恩得救以后呢，我们就脱离了魔鬼的这个家，我们得以进入了神的家中。
After we are saved, we are released from Satan's home, and we are in God's home.
所以这就像是一对蛮有爱心的夫妇，他领养了一个这个被父母虐待的一个孩子。
This is just like a couple who, a loving couple who adopt a orphan or a child that has been suffered from child abuse.Abuse.
那么他已经脱离了过去虐待他的父母的这个奴役。
The child has been released from the slavery of his old parent.
他从此要活在一个充满爱的家庭。
He will live in a life full of love.
但是呢，这里的儿子的名分是属于未来的。
But the sonship.We talk about today is belonging to the future.
也正是我们叹息等候的那个对象。
And this is the subject of our signing.
那我们可能会问，儿子的名分怎么可能同时是过去又是未来的呢？
We may ask ourselves, how come this sonship can be both past and also future?
我们知道了，有了儿子的名分才能够保证未来得到父亲预备的产业。
And we know that because of the sonship, so it can guarantee us to get to inherit what the father prepared.
所以呢，一方面我们已经得了儿子的名分，因为我们已经被带入了神的家。
On one hand, we already have this, the sonship.Because we are brought into God's family.
所以呢，我们跟神的关系没有任何事物能够来改变这种关系。
And nothing can change our relation with God.
但是呢，另一方面呢，我们仍然在等候因着儿子的名分所要承受的产业。
On the other hand, we are still waiting for our inheritance by sonship.
其实呢，我们从蒙恩结血从蒙生的结血到我们这个得荣耀。
So from the time we were chosen to by God and also to the receiving the glory.
所以这中间呢是需要我们经过重生得救和成圣的这个过程。
And a process is needed to be regenerated and also need to be sanctified.
最后和耶稣基督一起承受神所赐我们的产业。
And finally, we'll receive the inheritance of God with Lord Jesus.
所以这里的身体得赎呢，就是指我们将来身体的复活。
So the redemption of a body means the future redemption of our body, the resurrection of our body.
我们的身体就如灵魂一样，其实是我们生命的一部分。
Our body is just like a spirit, is part of our life.
因此呢，救恩也必须包括我们的身体，这才是完全的救恩。
So salvation not only including our spirit, it also includes our body, and this is a complete salvation.
可能弟兄姐妹有时候会听到人们会问这样的问题。
You may ever been asked this kind of question.
可能有人会问你说你得救了吗
？Are you saved？
你会如何回答呢
？How are you gonna answer？
作为基督徒，我们可以说是的，我已经得救了。
As Christians, we can say yes, we are saved.
那么这样说呢，其实我们是在指向耶稣基督已经代替我们死。
In saying so, we are speaking the truth that Jesus Christ has died for us.
圣灵已经将我们从罪恶和过犯中拯救出来。
The Spirit is release us from our sin and transgression.
使我们与耶稣基督联合在了一起的这个事实。
And it's a fact that we united with Christ.
其实呢，我们信主时的救恩还没有完全。
Actually, our salvation was not complete yet.
还需要身体的得赎。
And we still need the redemption of our bodies.
那么保罗其实在哥林多前书15:42-44也给我们这样的盼望。
As it said in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42-44, Paul gave us such a hope.
他说死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的，所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体，若血气的身体也必有灵性的身体。
So is it with the resurrection of the dead? What is soul is perishable? What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there's a natural body, there's also a spiritual body.
所以呢，我们现在的身体呢是一个败坏的身体，也是一个血气的身体。
So our current body is corrupt and also is flesh.
当我们的救恩完全的时候，神也会赐给我们一个属灵的身体。
When the salvation is complete, God will give us a spiritual body.
所以呢，我们经常救恩，我们经常用一个已然和未然来表达我们的救恩。
We often use the word has and not yet to represent our salvation.
那么意思就是说，我们已经蒙了神的拯救，我们已经是神的儿女了。
That means we already are children of God and we already received by God.
我们已经活在了神的国度。
And we live already in the kingdom of God.
但是呢，我们的救恩还没有完全。
But our salvation is not completed.
我们还需要等候将来身体得赎。
And we need to wait our body to be redeemed in the future.
也就是身体复活后和主耶稣基督在永恒中永远的同在。
That means the eternal presence with God after our bodily resurrection.
所以那时候我们的救恩才是完全了。
Only by then our salvation is complete.
那我们已经得到了救恩，但是我们的救恩的完全还需要我们身体的得赎。
So we already have our salvation, but the complete salvation need our body to be redeemed.
其实这是我们救恩完全的最后一步。
And this is the last step of our salvation.
而且后面24-25告诉我们，这也是必然会实现的。
And verse 24-25 is telling us this will for sure to come.
所以这两节经文里也告诉我们，这是一定会实现的，让我们能够有这样美好的盼望。
So these two verses tell us it will happen, and it is the hope that we are having.
他说我们得救在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
所以呢，圣经中所讲的盼望和我们平时所讲的希望是不同的。
So the hope in the Bible is different from what we say expect.
那么圣经中盼望是给予对神的应许，它必然会发生的。
The hope in the Bible is based on God's promise. It will for sure to happen.
而人们经常讲的这个希望呢，其实是主观的，不一定能够实现的。
But the wish or expectation that people often says is a subject, and we may not realize.
所以呢，我们盼望的内容最后就是完全的得救。
The content of our hope is a complete salvation.
而这里告诉我们，我们盼望的态度就是决然的相信、忍耐、等候。
And the attitude we have is believe it fully, waiting patiently.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们总结一下今天的信息，它告诉我们。
So let's summarize. Today's message tells us.
那么受造之物和神的儿女都在等候耶稣基督的再来。
The creation and God's children all are waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ again.
都在盼望减，那么受造之物呢，是盼望减除辖制的自由。
The creation hopes to be released from the subject of corruption.
我们盼望败坏之后必有不朽而荣耀的身体。
We are hoping for that we will have a body which is never perishable.
盼望劳苦阵痛之后的永恒中的荣耀。
We are hoping for the eternal glory after a pain labor.
我们知道了母亲生产虽然痛苦，但孩子一生他就忘了痛苦了。
The childbirth of a mother, although it's painful, but once the child is born, she soon forgets about the pain.
因为有了这个新的生命诞生了，所以就充满了喜乐。
And she will be full of joy because there's a new life born.
其实我们盼望我们荣耀的时候也是这样的心态。
When we hope, it's the same feeling.
我们等候主再来时，我们会叹息，我们会劳苦，也就像阵痛一样。
So we are waiting for the Lord come again. We sigh, we groan, and we suffered.
那么只要在主耶稣基督里，我们的期待就是将来的荣耀。
As long as we are in Jesus Christ, what we hope is the future glory.
这就是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
那么就是像保罗在罗马书十五章十三节他说，但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
It's just like what Paul says in the book of Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believingSo that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们所信的神乃是一位使人有盼望的神。
So brothers and sisters, our God is a God with hope.
那么即使你可能今天正在经历世上的劳苦叹息。
And maybe you are experiencing the suffering in this world.
你也可能觉得跟随耶稣真的这条路是实在很难走。
And you sometimes you feel hard to follow Jesus.
你可能也正在痛苦中呻吟。
And you may groan in pain.
但是呢，我们这里可能有父亲，我们也有儿童，还有青少年。
And we have parents, we have children, youth.
那我们做父母的，可能因为孩子沉溺于爱。这个打游戏等各种这些不在学习上的东西而劳苦叹息。
As parents, we may worry about our children addicted to playing in a game.
因为孩子们的跟孩子们的关系这个不亲密，那么我们也会叹息。
We may sigh because of the relation with our children.
那么作为小孩子、儿童或青少年，也会因为跟父母的因为父母的不理解而叹息。
As a child or children or youth, they may worry that don't get the understanding from their parents.
那么也会因为学习面对的挑战，也可能叹息。
they may sign in because of the challenge they face in their studies.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督是使人有盼望的神。
The Bible tells us Jesus Christ is a Lord which is hopeful.
他要借着我们的信，将诸般的喜乐和平安充满我们的心。
He will fill our hearts with all joy and peace through our faith.
所以呢，不管我们经历何等的这种的难处，信那么是我们最大的这个主耶稣给我们的礼物。
So no matter what difficulty we may have, faith is the most important gift from God.
所以呢，让我们都能够知道自己作为神儿女的身份。
So let us know.All of our identity as children of God.
我们做父母的应该充满信心的尽我们自己做父母的本分。
So as parents, we should duly fulfill the responsibility as parents.
那么我们要照着圣经的教训和警戒来养育我们的儿女。
To bring up our children according to the teaching of God.
那么做儿女的也当尽自己做儿女的本分。
Children need to be fulfill the duty as children.
那么也要按照圣经来在主里面要听从父母，要孝敬父母。
Obey and honor their parents in the Lord.
那么让我们能够一起携手的能够充满盼望的往前走。
Let us move forward with hope.
那么即使我们现在会面临各样的难处
Even when we face various of difficulties
我们现在还其实在这个疫情的这些的困扰中
Now we are facing the troublesome of the pandemic
那么我们很多的我们的肢体我们弟兄姐妹他们有的还处在这种战争之中可能
And some of the As a brother and sister may encounter the warfare.
那么他们也有人在面对着死亡。
And some people are facing death.
但是不管是什么样的这种的难处苦难，我们要知道将来会得着荣耀，我们也会得到复活。
No matter what kind of difficulty or hardship.We know that in the future we'll be glorified and resurrected.
我们的身体将来要改变，像主耶稣那样荣耀的身体。
And our body will be transformed into the glorious body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个世界上有劳苦叹息。
In this world, there is labor and sighing.
一定会有罪恶，有苦难。
And there will be sin and suffering.
也一定会有疾病和死亡。
There will be disease and death.
但是呢，这些东西临到的时候，对每个人其实也可能是一个极大的冲击。
When these things come, they could have a big impact on everybody.
但是呢，只有我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们借着他的话语和圣灵的感动，我们才能够走出这些的难处。
But only in the Lord Jesus Christ, through His word and the inspiration of the Spirit, do we can come out as a person who groans but does have hope.
我们才会成为一个虽然有叹息，但是我们确实有盼望的。
So it is we become the person, although we do groan, but we do have hope.
求主能够引导我们，来扶持我们。
May the Lord guide us and sustain us.
让我们走过每一个叹息，能够活出神儿女的盼望。
And we can walk through every sign and live out the hope of our God.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you.
感谢你让我们因着信靠你，我们能够真的虽然活在这个世界有难处，但是我们有那美好的盼望。
We thank you because our faith, even though we have difficulty and hardships, but we know that we have the hope for the future.
天父，我就求主你透过耶稣基督，你就赐给我们 智慧，赐给我们能力，赐给我们信心。
May you give us a spiritual wisdom and give us the hope, give us the faith through Jesus Christ.
让我们的眼睛能够定睛仰望主耶稣基督。
So we can keep our eyes upon Jesus.
让我们轻看在世上各样的苦楚。
So that we can look down the suffering and also the hardship of this world.
让我们盼望你在耶稣基督里给我们预备的产业。
But rather we look forward what we inherit from our inheritance, the heavenly inheritance.
让我们盼望那我们救恩的完全。
So we are looking forward to the complete salvation.
让我们真的带着盼望能够真的在世上能够尽情度日。
So we can live a godly life with hope.
因为我们知道主耶稣你必有那一天来接我们到那荣耀之中。
Because we believe that one day you will come to receive us.
这是我们永远的盼望。
And this is the eternal hope.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.